Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing.
Shall we get started here for Fells and Company and the General Electric light bulbs? Who's going to blast off today, you or me?
Why don't you blast off?
Okay, here we go.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop, pop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I guess I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. The top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop.
Pop.
Now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I guess I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee. You turned the tables on me. Oh, you hustle.
Bing, it's about baseball time.
Yes, I know. The sandlots are jumping with little moppets throwing and yelling and all kinds of activity.
Oh, yell that rolling in the dirt and sliding into first. It's a wonder mothers ever get their children's clothes really clean.
Oh, you forget, Rosie. Instant Fells Naphtha.
Oh, I never forget Instant Fells Naphtha.
You better not.
No. It's the greatest boon for wash day since water. Instant Fells Naphtha is the saving grace for anybody who washes clothes. It has everything you need all in one package.
You're so right. All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fells Naphtha.
You judge a wash by a simple rule of three. Is it clean?
Check.
Is it fresh?
Check.
Is it soft?
That kind of clean laundry begins with Instant Fells Naphtha.
It's pure and penetrating. Washes out every bit of dirt every single time. No tattletale gray is left to dull your laundry.
For everything in your family wash, depend on pure Instant Fells Naphtha.
Put Instant Fells Naphtha on your shopping list today.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry.
And don't forget Gentle Fells for dishes.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Oh, your lips are tempting. They're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Enjoyed your song immensely, Rosie.
Did you, Ken? I'm glad you did.
Do you mind if I ask you a rather personal question now?
Not at all. My time is yours, Ken.
Well, what I want to know is, are you one of the gals who's been dabbing lipstick on parking meters?
I barely have time to make up my face, let alone parking meters.
Well, I just thought you might be one of the guilty parties.
What's this all about, anyway?
Well, it seems that when gals get parking tickets, that's the way they retaliate, locally, I hear.
Oh, ho! Revenge with lipstick, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is there's nothing more exasperating than a ticket for overtime parking.
Well, anyway, you've never done the lipstick bit, huh, Rosemary?
Oh, no, but I'm thinking about it. Next time I get a ticket, I may lose my head. Say, you're not with the FBI or anything now, are
no,
you?
No, nothing like that. Well, I just kind of taken a poll on lipstick retaliation.
It's a funny thing. Nobody seems to care for parking meters, do they?
That's what I'd call the understatement of the year.
Golly, I wonder, what is more unpopular than a parking meter?
Well, just offhand, I'd say maybe a jet airport.
Yeah, everybody wants to fly jet, but they don't want them to land anyplace.
Mm-hmm. One of the many paradoxes of the jet age.
We all want the sweet and none of the bitter.
Speaking of bitter, I've got news that's the bitter end. I may start carrying lipstick.
You going to decorate a parking meter?
Well, I may be forced to. I understand that someone has invented a meter that makes everyone pay.
How do you mean?
Well, this gadget eliminates the free time left by a former parker.
You mean they've got a gizmo that flips the parking meter back to zero the minute a car pulls out of a parking place?
All ready to go, they say.
Oh, gosh, no more free time on parking meters. What next?
Oh, man. Well, let's cheer up anyway. It's a wonderful world, just the same.
Yes, and the best things in life are free. But try to find them anymore, huh?
We must be brave. Would you sing now, Rosie?
Actually, I'm too dejected to sing, Ken. How about Bing?
Yeah, how about Bing? Would you sing, Bing?
Will I? I certainly will. Here's one that rocks pretty good, I think.
Chicago, Chicago, the toddle town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you'll lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, well, they do things that they don't do on Broadway, say. The time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, let me show you around. It's sleeping, bet your bottom dollar you'll lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, that's the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. out on State Street, such a great street. Well, I just want to say, they do things in the loop that they don't do on Broadway, say. They have the time of their life. I caught a cat who danced with his wife in Chicago. Chicago, my hometown.
Buddy Cole time, instrumental interlude. What's cooking, Buddy?
Rosie, I thought we'd do a tune that's featured in our Swing Fever long player. It's called The Hour of Parting.
Oh, I know it well.
Got a nice beat to it. It's not overwrought, but it goes along pretty good.
I'm sure of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about the, being pleased. What do you got in that paper bag? Your lunch?
No, it's my latest invention.
Oh, golly, Bing, I didn't know you were another Thomas Edison.
Well, I'm not really, but I must admit Tom sort of gave me the idea. It's the Bing Crosby General Electric Do-It-Yourself Anti-Bulb-Snatching Kit.
Anti-Bulb-Snatching Kit, huh?
Yes, sir, can this little kit, if it gets in the hands of the right people, can stamp out bulb snatching in homes all across the country.
Yeah, let me see it, Bing. Why, it's a package of General Electric light bulbs.
Oh, yes. Ken, you've pilfered my patent. It's a four-pack of the new, smaller, brighter General Electric 100-watt bulbs.
But you called it an anti-bulb snatching kit.
And so it is. You just put this portable, hand-operated, air-cooled GE four-pack on your closet shelf. And then when you need a light bulb and you're tempted to snatch one from your wife's reading lamp, why, you just snatch it from this GE four-pack instead.
Wonderful, Bing. This sounds like a boon to all mankind. When will it be on the market?
Confidentially, it's available right now.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get one?
Well, you just walk into any store that sells General Electric bulbs. You go right up to their GE bulb counter, bold as brass, and you say, give me a four-pack of GE bulbs. Then you slip the man a dollar. He'll put them in a plain brown wrapper for you just like this, and you're in business. How am I doing, Ken?
Oh, wonderful, Bing. And you might add this. Don't stop at just one GE four-bulb pack. Get some 60s, 75s, and bulbs for three-way lamps, too. But just remember, you can't stamp out bulb snatching unless you buy genuine GE bulbs.
It's easy to see the best bulbs are GE.
June, How about you? I like a Gershwin too. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Mr. Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like it. How about you?
Here now is a happy song for Sunday. It's Church Bells, written by Paul Saunders. The bells are rung by that eminent bell ringer from Syria, Mr. Nicholas Fatoul.
I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, for it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday when I'm on my way to church with you. Feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday when I'm on my way to church with you.
Got it done for today.
We hit the road now?
Righto, but we'll be back here same time, same station on Monday.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Bye now. You drive carefully, you hear?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?